Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show. All right, Abby, we have talked about the physical benefits. We've talked about mental and emotional benefits. Let's talk about spiritual benefits of homeschooling.
Okay. Obviously, I mean, we talk about that almost more than anything on the Schoolhouse Rock podcast. And again, these aren't just benefits. I believe they're mandates from God. I believe that we are called to teach and train up our children spiritually. But some of the benefits, and I'm not saying that parents aren't doing that when their kids in public school. I'm just saying, I love how you said it. We still have to be intentional, but we have the opportunity to be intentional. We have so much more opportunity when we homeschool to invest in these areas, to invest in the physical health, the mental, emotional health, and above all, the spiritual health. Like, we have more opportunity to do it just because we have more time and more, you know, experiences with our kids. So I would say that the benefits of the spiritual aspect side of being healthy spiritually for our kids is, one, we aren't undoing everything they're learning. You know, it is not spiritually healthy for a kid to learn simultaneously at a very young age two different things. You know, one day they're learning, quote unquote, in their eyes, mom's truth, and then they go to school and they learn the world's truth. You know, right. We have the opportunity to teach them the truth in every aspect, through math, through language, through science, through all of it. I also think, as a gardener, to have a healthy garden, when you take your gardening to the next level, so many people have greenhouses, right? And I think we've talked about this before, and this was not my idea. I stole it. I can't remember where, but people are like, oh, when you're a homeschool mom, you put your kids in a bubble. Aren't you worried that your kids are in a bubble? And I heard somewhere someone said, no, it's not a bubble. It's a greenhouse. It's an opportunity when they're little that they are protected from the elements of the world that will kill them. Like, when you have a little tiny baby plant, They're not going to get stronger out there in a rainstorm and when the temperatures freeze. They're going to die. Yeah. That's what's going to happen. It's going to die. But when you put it in a greenhouse where you can water it and feed it, those roots get so much deeper. And then when it's time to go out, like as an adult, then they're going to be rooted. They're going to be strong enough. And that's healthy. We baby and we take care of little seedlings so that they become a healthy and strong plant. And that's what we're doing with our kids spiritually is, you know, so many people say, well, when you send them out into the school, they're going to get spiritually stronger because they have to, you know, stand up against the world. And that's not what the Word of God said. The Word of God said it is His Word that is used for teaching and training. It is His Word and being rooted in His Word that makes us strong so that when we go out, we are spiritually healthy enough to stand.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, Ephesians 6 talks about putting on the full armor of God. Well, they're too little. It's like David putting on the armor and he's like, dude, I can't fight with this. Give me a slingshot and I can maybe do something.
Totally.
By the power of God.
Yeah.
But these kids are just not ready to put, we're putting the armor on them.
Right.
You know, little by little, we are putting one piece at a time.
Yep.
And training them in God's word, training them through prayer, training them through the biblical instruction that God has given to us through His word. And they're not getting that at home. And so instead, we're trying to take off the armor of the enemy when they come home.
Exactly.
And we're trying to take that off piece by piece and trying to put on our armor piece by piece. And that's confusing to a kid.
Very confusing.
How can they know which armor to put on and which one to take off when they're trying to wear two different armors at the same time? Because there are two teams, as we've talked about, there's team Jesus and team Satan.
Yep.
We get to choose whose team we're going to be on. And the public school is gearing them up and armoring them up for the world, you know?
Absolutely.
And so it's so sad to me when parents still say, you know, our kids need to be salt and light. I'm like, really? Are we still talking about that? Because that's absolutely not biblical.
No.
At all.
And I think for all you sports people out there, we could do a sports analogy, or for all you military people, but it's like what we're doing is the boot camp. Like, you don't get a new soldier and send them straight into battle.
Right.
Or when you are having an NFL team, you don't on opening day of season go have a game. I mean, you have training, you prepare them, you get them ready so that when it's go time. And so many people say, well, don't you feel like homeschool, like with the physical, like it's not the real world that they don't get woken up early. And it's not the real world that they get to eat home cooked meals all the time. And it's not the real world that, you know, when they're sick, they can stay home from work. And I'm saying, I'm not talking about an adult. I'm right. not speaking about adults. I'm talking about a child. A child does need to be home right. to heal for it. Like, and so people are like, well, you're not preparing. I'm preparing them to be an adult. I'm not right. teaching them as though they're already an adult. And it's yes. the same with the spiritual aspect is we have to become healthy to be healthy. And so, right. so that's what we're doing with the kids is I'm not saying that when they grow up, they can just sleep until 11 o'clock and not go to work, but those right. are adults. We're talking about children, right?
Right.
And newsflash, boys and girls are different and children and adults are different. You know, unpopular opinion, but kids are different than adults and they need to be treated so.
Yeah. It's so funny because you hear people say stuff like that and it's always the people who are speculating what could be.
Right.
Like, oh, right. they're not going to be able to get up. But we have on the podcast all the time, second generation homeschoolers. And I yeah. know a lot of second generation homeschoolers. Never, ever, not once have I talked to a homeschool mom or a second generation homeschooler who said, man, I really wish I hadn't homeschooled because once I got to adulthood or once my kid got to adulthood, yeah. they did not know how to get up for work in the morning.
Right. Like, they just, it does, thing. Newsflash, it doesn't take long to learn how to use an alarm clock. Like pretty right. much the minute it goes off, you're like, this is how this works.
Sure.
It does. So don't stress about that stuff. Like let's yeah. raise our kids where they're at for where they're yes. going. Let's not raise them as to you know, for who they're yeah. not.
Right, right, so, right. Yeah. Yeah.
So that, yes, that spiritually, is so there is going to be a day that your child has to go into the world and coexist with the world. But guess what? By then, they're going to be ready. They're also going to have outs. And we've talked about this before. When you go into the workforce, you aren't locked in a building with a deadbolt around nothing but a demonic agenda trying right. to feed. You have outs. God says there will be outs, right? You can choose to walk away from a certain group of people at a certain time. You don't get to do that when you're in school. And that's right. not spiritually healthy.
Right, right. Yeah, that's tough. The Bible says walk with the wise and be wise. And yep. it's very particular and specific about not walking with fools. Because right. if we walk with fools, we're going to become foolish,
absolutely.
Right?
Yep.
And so with homeschooling, we get to really, not that we get to pick all of our kids' friends for them.
Right.
But we really have a whole lot of control over the people that they are hanging out with.
Correct.
You know?
Yep.
In school,
and a
you
lot
can't...
more opportunity to guide. When my right. kids walk yes. in that school door, the second they're in the door, I'm no longer a guide in their life.
Right.
I'm now handing them off to someone else who is going right. to guide them.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So.
And if we're, you know, doing co-ops with our kids, like we get to be there with them.
Yep.
We get to meet the other kids. We get to meet the other moms and know yep. who our kids are hanging out with, who they're spending yep. time with. And there have been times where my girls have had friends and I've just said, you know, I'm not sure that they're the best
right.
influence on you.
Right.
And sometimes it takes a little bit of time for my girls to realize, yeah, you know, maybe you're right,
you're right.
About that. But yeah, we have such a great opportunity to help guide yeah. our kids through their social life. You know,
right.
people always
yeah.
talk about homeschool kids not being socialized.
Huh.
They are so well socialized. Now that yep. doesn't mean that they have as much social interaction because right. there's a difference between social, the time spent interacting right. socially with other kids and being socialized.
Right.
Our kids don't have as much social interaction with other kids, their age, with their peers as a kid who's in public or private school.
Which
but
I
our kids
think
are really it, well socialized.
Right. And we can talk about the social health because I think ultimately it's good that they're not when they're young because what we're doing is we're guiding them. We're walking right. through, like you said, when you say that's not a really great influence, we're teaching them to identify who do I want to yoke myself with? Who do I yeah. not? Because it says all over in God's word. I mean, even in Proverbs, you know, I mean, I'm in Psalm 1 about, you know, walking in the way of the sinner, sitting in the seat of scoffers. We are right. guiding them so that when they are adults and we're not there, because everybody's like, well, how are they going to do this when you're not there? Here's how they're going to do it. They've been taught and trained. They've learned mm-hmm. through our guidance so that when they do become adults, they can then identify those things. Hey, that person isn't a good influence. Even right. though I'm 30, I can now identify that.
Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked: The Homeschool Revolution.